Welcome to The Word Made Plain with Senior Pastor Tony Clark of Calvary Chapel Newport News in Virginia. Currently, Pastor Tony is teaching a study in the book of Deuteronomy. Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 6 through 9, and chapter 9, verses 1 through 12.
Look at verses 4 through 7. It says, do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. But it says, it is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess the land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this land, this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Now, I love these verses because it describes us today as well. God told them in verse 4, he says, when I drive out your giants from before you, don't think in your heart that I did this because of your righteousness. No, it was because of their wickedness. God told them in verse 5, I am doing this also because of the promise I made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then God made himself very clear in verse 6, I am not giving you this land because of your righteousness. No, you are a stiff-necked people. Today, God would say, you are a hot mess. That's what you are today. A stiff-necked people, it's a people that just stiffen their necks. I'm not going to do it. That's how the Israelites are. And we're just like them. I'm not going to tithe. I'm not going to obey the commands of the Lord. And we stiffen our neck too. We are stiff-necked, hot mess people. We're just like them. We're just like them. Please understand that God is not blessing you because of your righteousness. He blesses us because he loves us. And he's given us good things because he's a good God. Yes, there are benefits as a result of our obedience, but don't pat yourself on the back by saying in your heart, God has blessed me because of my righteousness. No. He blesses us because he loves us. Just like Matthew 5:45 says, he allows the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. And this reminds me of Acts 3:12, a great verse. When the Lord used Peter, when Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, there was a man laid by the gate called Beautiful. And he, when they approached, you know, he asked him for some money. And Peter said, well, look at us. And he was expecting to receive some money. And Peter reached down there and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The man jumped up, started doing a little jig and running around. And people saw him running around. He was happy. He was just hugging Peter and John. So all of a sudden, a crowd began to gather because they knew this man had been at the gate called Beautiful, asking for money all the time. And when they saw this guy jumping around, leaping and praising God, they started and hugging Peter and John. They started looking to Peter and John. And then this is where verse 12 comes in. Peter said, why do you look at us as though by our own power or godliness we've made this man walk? Let me tell you something. Over 20 years ago, the Lord used that verse to rock my world. Because see, I started to think that the Lord was blessing me because of my godliness. See, I began to think that it was because God was blessing me because of my great devotion to Him, my godliness, my great scripture memorization, my great times of prayer. So when God blessed or used me, I chalked it up to my power or godliness. And then as I was just casually reading through the Bible like I normally do, I came across Acts 3:12. I've read it many times before, but God had that verse jump off the page and hit me between the eyes. And God said, it is not by your own power or godliness I'm doing anything in your life. And that shattered my legalistic walk with God, which was based upon my performance, to a loving walk with God that was based upon what He's done for me. And from that moment forward, I was set free. I was set free in my walk with God. Because see, I thought it was based upon my performance, my godliness, my memorization, my scripture, my prayer, my devotion to Him. And so when God blessed me, I talked it up. That's why. You can be blessed too if you're obedient to Him. And God just shattered my world, that one verse alone. And so this is why. This is why the Lord says right here, don't think I'm blessing you because of your righteousness. No. It's their wickedness that I'm dealing with. And if you get in this land and you decide to act up and get wicked like they did, I'm going to boot you out too. And that's just good plain talk. I can appreciate that from God. I can appreciate that. So God said in verse 7, don't forget how you provoked me to wrath while you were in the wilderness. God said, you have been rebellious against me from the beginning. You know how quickly we forget how rebellious we have been to the Lord? And you know what I think happens? I believe we magnify the little time we have been walking faithfully to the Lord when most of the time we've been in rebellion against Him. I really think we look at the time we've been walking faithfully to God and we magnify that as if that's been years upon years. When all the time, most of the time we're rebellious to God. This should cause us to lean more on the grace and mercy of God. Because if we're honest with ourselves, most of our walk with God have been either being forgiven or about to be forgiven for some sin we have committed or are committing against God. If we really be honest, if we really be honest with ourselves, and I know some of you, you know, this is rocking your world because you really think you got it going on spiritually. The majority of our walk is either being forgiven or about to be forgiven for some mess. Because you remember, we sin in thought, word, or deed, or even in our thoughts. So we're either being forgiven or about to be forgiven for some mess, some kind of sin we've committed against God. And the times we do walk with God, we feel so good about ourselves. We magnify it and think, oh, I've been walking with God for years, faithfully, for years. Oh, you haven't. Just like God told the Israelites, you've been rebellious from the beginning. And we have. We have. I'm right along with you. We have. Look at verses 8 through 12. It says, also in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath so that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, and I neither ate bread nor drank water. Then the Lord delivered to me two tablets of stone written with the finger of God, and on them were all the words which the Lord has spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, arise, go down quickly from here, for your people, I love that from God, your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molten image. I tell you, I hope that some of y'all saw the classic Ten Commandments that came on this past weekend. The classic, the 1956 Cecil B. DeMille. I hope y'all saw that. Yeah. I know. My goodness. Y'all, it is a classic. And so when I read these verses, I have all kind of mental images and that sort of thing. But I was also turning back to the game as well. So, just so some of you don't feel bad for watching the game. I was watching it too. I was kind of caught those classic moments in the movie though. So these are some incredible verses. The Lord said in verse 8, don't forget that you provoked me to wrath at Mount Horeb. Now God was angry enough to destroy them until Moses pleaded with God. It wasn't like, God was so angry that Moses talked God off the ledge. No, God wanted to forgive his people anyway, but he needed someone to intercede. And I just wonder what person is in your life that God wants to destroy, but he's waiting on you to intercede for them, waiting on you to be Moses in their lives, waiting on you to cry out to God for them because they're lost. They're lost. They're coworkers. They're family members, maybe children that's gone astray. And God is waiting. Instead of you being irritated with them, God is waiting on you to be Moses to them and intercede for them. Moses said in verse 9 that he was on the mountain in the presence of God for 40 days and 40 nights and neither ate nor drank anything. You know, that's impossible. But God, being in God's presence is sustaining. That those things that we normally need when we're here on the earth, when you're in the presence of God, you don't need those things. And so he was there after 40 days and 40 nights. Afterwards, God told Moses to go down in verse 12 because the people have acted corruptly and quickly turned aside from the way the Lord commanded them and made a molten image. It's always classic when they got Aaron to make that molten image, And then when Moses calls him on the carpet about it, the classic line that Aaron says, he said, it was the people. It was these people, we just put gold in the fire and out popped this calf. Dude, really? Aaron, really? You fashioned that golden calf. He said, we just put it in the fire, the gold in the fire, and then out come this calf. I popped this calf. Dude, really, Aaron? But that's what he says. Classic line. And so here it is. God told Moses to get down because the people have quickly turned aside from the way the Lord commanded them and made a molten image. This is always the case whenever we're seeking to draw closer to the Lord, like Moses is doing. Satan will stir up the people in our lives to act corruptly. This includes our families, our children, co-workers, family members, whoever it is we're overseeing. When we seek to draw closer to God, Satan will always stir up the folks we're overseeing to begin to act corruptly. And Moses was able to deal with this situation because he has spent a great amount of time in the presence of God. And so too, the only way we'll be able to deal with the people in our lives who are acting corruptly is by spending time on the mountain with God. That is the only way you're going to be able to deal with them. The only way, we have to spend that time with the Lord. Something else I want to remind you of in verse 12, how it says that they have, notice, quickly turned aside from the way. I am always amazed at how quickly I can turn aside from the ways of the Lord. How quickly. We turn aside quickly. And this amazes me. When we do, we make for ourselves molten images. And these are idols we make ourselves that we put before God. An idol is anything we place in front of God. But I'm amazed at how quickly we can go out of the way. How quickly a lie will just come out. How quickly we will say this or do this. How quickly we would look at this and look at that. How quickly we would turn aside. Here they are at the base of the mountain where God is. And they're down there dancing around, making molten images, swirling around, doing their thing. And God is right there as if God doesn't see it. He sees it. That's why he told Moses, get down, because your people that you, Moses, brought out of Egypt have quickly turned aside out of the way and have made a molten image. God knew the whole thing. He knew everything that took place. He said, I see it. Oh, he sees the molten images that we're looking at when everyone goes to bed, too. He sees the molten images that we're looking at on our phone. He sees the molten images. We can quickly go out of the way now, because now, you know, back in the day, you would try to put the computer in a public place so no one would be looking at anything inappropriate. Now everyone has a phone, a private phone that we can just, we have access to the cesspool of the world. And we can look at whatever we want to look at without anyone really knowing. But just like God saw them as they made the molten image and was dancing and swirling around, God sees us as well. And this is why he says we quickly go out of the way. And I'm amazed at how quickly we can turn aside from the God who all he wants to do is bless us. That's all. He wants to bring us into a land flowing with milk and honey, but we quickly turn aside from that good God. We quickly turn aside. It always amazes me how it's so easy, and we do it so fast. Satan really doesn't have to, do a whole lot of urging then. He just tap us. We're like, okay, where you want us to go? And we quickly ready to go with him. That it's like the innocence of a kid that a stranger said, come on, here's a lollipop. Come on. Oh, yeah, come on. And we just quickly going for the lollipop. It amazes me. The longer I walk with God, the more I realize this. It was said many years ago, when I first came to the Lord over 30 years ago, and I hear some of the old timers talk about how, you know, the longer they walk with the Lord, the more sinful they see themselves. And, you know, me, I was young and cocky and arrogant, and I was, the more wicked, the more godly I will become. And now here it is, 3 decades later, I'm echoing those same words. I know how quickly I can go astray. Quickly. And so do you. You know how quickly you can go astray. So this is why we need the grace of God. We need the mercy of God. Mercy not giving us what we deserve. I cry out for the mercy of God. Because it's not by our own power or godliness God is doing anything. God hasn't blessed you because you've been so righteous. No, we've been rebellious from the beginning. He told us that. But because he loves us and he chastens us to bring us back into a right relationship, with him. Let me just conclude with this. Because yes, it's truly a time to remember, especially during times of prosperity, because it is during these times that we can drift. Have you drifted today? Have you drifted in your heart? Please realize that the captain of your soul, he wants to bring you back to the safety of the harbor before you crash into some rocks. And finally, don't begin to think that it is all you in your times of prosperity. It is God who gives you the power to get wealth. Don't lose sight of this important truth. As God brings us into our promised land, God just wants to bless us. You know, I remember being told that God wants to do so many things in and through this church. But you keep getting in the way of that. And I never forgot those words. By my loving wife. And God wants to bring us all into our promised land, whatever that means for you. But so often we keep getting in the way of that. And he's spending time chastening us when he wants to bless us. And the purpose of the chastening is to get us back in a place where he can bless us. And this is what he wants from us. And he's like, you know what? I'm tearing your rear end up. I want to bless you, but I have to bring you back to a place where you can receive the blessing. See, if God brings us to the place of our promised land before we're ready for it, then we begin to think it's because of me. Look at these things in my life. I'm the one who went to school. I'm the one who did this. I got my certification. I'm the man. Really? It's God who's giving you the power. Don't forget that. He's giving you the smarts, whatever little smarts you have. He's giving you that. He's the one. So just take time to the skills and abilities that you have. Thank the Lord for those things. Not everyone can do those things. Not everyone can take a car apart and put it back together. Build buildings and you know angles and numbers, and you can take things and figure it out in your head. Oh, that will be, oh, you know, carry the one. And you can just figure these things out. It's just, and you can absorb books and you just take things in and you just, hey, God has given you that ability. Not everyone has that. Just take time to just thank him. Thank him for all the blessings he's poured in your life. Because he wants to do this. He wants to bring us to that land, that promised land that God has for us. May we be in a place where God can continue to bless us by his Spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word, Lord. Thank you for this time you've given me. Thank you, Lord, for your people here. These are your people. You died for them. You paid the ultimate price by sending Jesus to die on the cross for them. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would just pour your blessings upon us. Lord, I pray we will be in a place that we can receive your blessings. And not constantly be in a place where we're being chastened by you. Lord, let us be in a place where we can walk in your ways, walk in obedience to you. Thank you, Lord, for this time. I pray for anyone here who have never repented of their sin and accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. I pray that today will be the day of salvation for them, Lord, that they will believe you died on the cross and was buried and rose again for them. And your word says if they confess this, they will be saved. Save souls. Draw people unto you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
If the Word Made Plain has been a source of inspiration and encouragement to you, why not consider becoming a Word Made Plain giving partner to keep this listener-supported program on the air? As a giving partner, you join forces with Calvary Chapel Newport News' kingdom vision of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can make your tax-deductible gift online at calvarynn.org or send your gift of any amount to 15553 Warwick Boulevard, Newport News, Virginia 23608, and receive a gift from Calvary Chapel Newport News as our thank you. In addition to your financial support, we ask that you pray for the Word Made Plain broadcast, that it touches hearts and generates change in the lives of people around the world. We pray you've been blessed by God's Word today and hope you'll tune in next time to hear the Word Made Plain.